You're going to learn things nobody knows. And try them out. Always test them. Test every teaching. And you'll be surprised. The first time we put any of these scientific methods into practice, we get a little shock. And if you've already done that, you'll know what that shock is. My goodness, it worked. That's shocking, because in our normal life, the things we try never work to bring about the results that we're looking for. So listen carefully. Buddha's teachings are scientific methods to solve the problems, all the problems, of all living beings permanently. So I'll just repeat that. It's from Modern Buddhism, the first chapter. Buddha's teachings are scientific methods to solve the problems of all living beings permanently. Because it's so extraordinary, I need to say it again. Buddha's teachings are scientific methods to solve the problems of all living beings permanently. No pain. If we learn to apply these methods, we will become someone with no problems. If we apply these scientific methods of Buddha's teachings, or we can say Dharma, Dharma's Sanskrit for Buddha's teachings in English. If we apply the scientific methods of Buddha's teachings, Dharma, we put Dharma in our heart. They are scientific methods for creating happiness. The more we practice them, the happier we become. It really is that simple. And I would invite everybody that doesn't know this in their own experience already to test it out. So we're going to learn more about this. I think it's wonderful. Yeah, I spent a large part of my life training in science. And it was a big surprise to many that my scientific training turned into ordination as a Buddhist nun. Because from a normal perspective, those two don't go together. You know, on the one hand, we have scientific thought, and on the other hand, we have religious belief. And it seems like there's a chasm in between the two. Actually, no, there's not. Because you think what we need, what the world needs, what every member of my family needs, is a method to take away their pain, to solve their problems. What every person needs, what every living being needs, is a scientific method to produce happiness, authentic happiness, the real thing. Real happiness, pure happiness, that doesn't depend on any external things, because it comes from the heart. So we have a wonderful opportunity here that I would say the people of this country have never had before. Because Buddhist teachings are new in this country. You know, I'm from Northern Ireland, and growing up, there was no option to practice Kadampa Buddhism in Northern Ireland. It didn't exist. Now it does. And all over our towns and cities, our parents, for example, they had no option to meet scientific methods to solve human problems and create happiness, because there were no Buddhist teachings available to people where they could come to a class like this. Our parents couldn't do that. It wasn't on offer. It's something that's happening now. It's so exciting. So we need to think about these things, and we need to test them out, the methods. And then when we test how these methods work to reduce our own problems, pain, and to make us happy, then we think, I wish everybody knew what I know. So this is why, for example, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche has written this book, Modern Buddhism, The Path of Compassion and Wisdom, and made it available to everybody as a free e-book, so that everybody can have these scientific methods, eventually in every language. It's wonderful, wonderful. Such a thing has never happened in the modern world before. Never happened.